Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, welcome back for another CRA tip regarding regulatory change. So today I'm going to talk about operational and financial risks associated with the proposed CRA rules. So as you know, the regulators continue to enhance their focus on oversight, supervision, and enforcement, and CRA is no exception, as I've shared in previous episodes. And of course, 2023 is going to be no different. So here are a couple points on operational and financial risk. So the first one is we're going to have to manage our compliance oversight and integration between compliance programs and CRA programs. And we'll need to look at the increased expectations of formalizing our compliance management systems. We need to increase or formalize our documentation. We need to be able to map out our CRA frameworks. We need to make sure that there's ownership control and processes, what belongs on the line versus on what belongs in compliance, like ongoing testing and monitoring of controls. So you're going to have to take a bird's eye view of your CRA program from a CMS standpoint, a compliance management system, and really make sure that you, with the new proposed regs, have proper oversight and integration, and you're working with key stakeholders. So you need an overall framework. The other thing that you'll need to address in terms of operational and financial risk is your systems and vendor reliance to adjust to the proposed increase reporting and all of those performance analytics and benchmarks and roll-up provisions. You probably reflected that you should have paid a little bit more attention in your algebra class. But anyway, I'm just kidding. The proposed regs certainly complicate the roll-up of the performance provisions into the end rating. So definitely more complex. We'll see what comes out through the end, but I expect that there'll be increased reporting and performance analytics nonetheless. So that increases our operational and financial risk. Now, next is staffing turnover, higher cost of talent, and additions to staff. Now, one of my CRA Hub members recently said, oh, thank God I am retiring next year, or at least I'm going to semi-retire. And so I was like, well, congratulations, but for the rest of us, we will have some turnover, right? And we don't necessarily have this huge pool of CRA officers out to pick from, right? So a lot of time we find ourselves in CRA programs. So it'll be harder to access CRA talent to hire them. Therefore, they'll come at a premium. So a higher cost of talent. And I'm almost certain that we will have to add to our CRA programs to be able to navigate the increase of expectations of calculations and benchmarks and provisions as set forth. And of course, we won't know till we know, till we have those finalized rules, but surely operational risk and the financial implication will be factors for your bank. Next, of course, there's going to be an increased cost of compliance within business units and certainly within your CRA program. So I hope that you're having conversations with executive management. And they won't be surprised. They're probably thinking it's a broken record that there's increased compliance costs and complexities coming forth. So here's a couple of strategic discussion points you can have with your key stakeholders to start to plan for the operational and financial risks that result from the proposed CRA reg. So you'll want to really reflect on what do the proposed CRA rules further support as it relates to your bank's core strategy. There's some really great elements of the proposed regs, like the increased consideration of your partnerships with CDFIs. It couldn't be more excited about that, right? There's probably ways to integrate that into your overall bank's core strategy to serve with products and services, right? And meeting the core needs of your community. The question is, what elements do you like? What can further support our core strategy? Another discussion point might be, what are the three greatest risks and impact to the bank? Now, we don't know until we know, of course, but there are some key risks. There's going to certainly be more complexity. There'll be more reporting, right? So you need to figure out what that might be for your bank and just have a high-level conversation. What are the risks and what are the potential mitigants? I also think you might want to have some conversations on what might your CRA team need in order to navigate the changes to the regulations. It's going to be a year like no other and several going forward, and I hope we get ample time, at least 2 years to implement, but your CRA team can start to really think through what else would we need to increase reporting, collection reporting, and whatnot. So start to have those conversations. Along with that, is your bank adequately resourced? Do you have staffing, systems, and training to maintain CRA performance and to increase the proposed provisions, right? And it's important to make sure that you're adequately staffed and resourced now so you finish strong with the current reg and then to adapt to regulatory change. So you want to have these conversations. Another great conversation to have with executive management is, do you have enough bench strength within your CRA team? If people are leaving, you need some crossover, right? Or make sure that your team members are happy and that they're ready and willing to adapt to regulatory change going forward. I've heard, again, a lot of people saying they're going to retire. So you want to have these conversations with executive management and really assess how strong is our team? Are they properly resourced? Are they happy? Is anybody slated to retire? This is all very important information and very important discussion points to have with your team as well as executive management. And then you really want to make sure that your CRA program is properly institutionalized. Current policies, procedures, desktop procedures to navigate staffing changes if you do have turnover, and that you can rely on business units and they understand their current role in the CRA program. And key departments, right, like investments and marketing and retail. So nailing down your current CRA program policies and procedures, because likely you have a whole nother exam before we are subject to the new rule. And then you have to make sure that you can then adapt from there. But you need to start strong, really have a solid foundation to then navigate regulatory change. So you want to have these conversations with executive management around institutionalization, policies, procedures, and bench strength and all of that. So I hope that this was helpful, that I outlined some risks, but then also outlined some opportunities for you to have strategic conversations with key stakeholders within the bank. We also have the CRA Hub, and I created the hub where you can be joined by peers across the nation as we navigate regulatory change, as we finish strong with the current reg, with our next exam, and as we then adapt to whatever is finalized as the CRA rule going forward. So you can't do it alone, nor do you need to. Tap into great resources like ABA and ICBA and the CRA Hub and other peer groups that can support your CRA journey. So we hope to see you in the CRA Hub. So in this episode, I talk about the key risks and then also some strategic discussion points for you to have with key stakeholders within the bank. I also have a free checklist, so you can click through to the link that is included in the show notes and get your copy of the checklist along with the bullet points from this episode. So I hope that further supports you as you work through your CRA program and get ready to adapt to change. And until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.